You're listening to the Patriot One podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley.
Conservative talk
for real
patriots.
Because freedom is on the ballot.
Good afternoon, Patriots. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot One News podcast. We're live right here from the Patriot One News virtual studio with Christina Higley. Good morning. Good afternoon to everybody around the country. Yes. Christina, how are you?
Good. Doing great.
Well, you're doing a lot better than what we're doing up in here in New York.
I'm sorry.
And it seems to be the case a lot lately. You know, you're down in Florida. You're enjoying your freedom. We're up in New York. People, illegal immigrants, are literally stealing our homes. I know we spoke a little bit about the show before the show this morning, but it is getting out of control now. What's happening up here in New York?
I mean, thank God the week that you came down here to Florida that you didn't come home to a Venezuelan in your basement.
You know what? I was just going to say that. And this is a warning to all of you who live in New York State or any Democrat state for that matter. Do not leave your homes anytime soon, especially if you live in New York City, because it is so dangerous what's happening around this country. Illegals are literally stealing people's homes. I mean, I guess the official term is squatting. It's stealing at this point. They are breaking and entering. You can go down to the grocery store. You're going to come home to illegal Venezuelan immigrant roommates. It's that bad. Like, you now have a Venezuelan living in your home.
Not even a roommate. You're going to be the one kicked out as they're living in your home.
True. Yeah, or they're going to say, yeah, come on
in. A roommate situation. You no longer live there.
Right. Or you owe me rent now. It's like, wait a second. This is my home, asshole. So don't even go down to the grocery store, because by the time you get back from your shopping, you're not going to have a home.
Yeah. Or certainly don't come to Florida unless it's a one-way ticket.
Yeah. And you better have sold your house by then. So if you think we're kidding, okay, if you think we're over-exaggerating, we're not. Colin Rugg tweeted this to Twitter. He highlighted how insane it's getting in New York right now. Suspected Venezuelan illegals have been found squatting in the basement of a home in the Bronx. Okay, now we've heard about the squatting for a while now. This is like nothing new, but it's the type of criminal and how dangerous these people are that's really cause for concern. Okay,
right.
Police found multiple loaded guns. Can you imagine going, like, leaving and coming back to your home and this is what's going on? Police found multiple loaded guns, 3 extended magazines, ammo, ketamine mixed with cocaine, and a 7-year-old child. One of the migrants had previously been charged with attempted murder for shooting someone in the leg. The police were called after one of the men was spotted with a gun next to a school. So now we have illegal immigrants moving into people's houses, running drug cartels out of these houses, and hanging around schools down the neighborhood carrying weapons. Third world has officially come to America.
I don't want to burn the place down. I wouldn't even want to live in it again. It's disgusting. And these are violent, violent people.
Violent, very violent.
These are not people that you want to walk in on.
No, this is not the type of migrant you want coming to the United States. This is just horrific. This is shit you see on Netflix, right? When you're like, thank God I don't live in that country.
In Venezuela.
Thank God I don't live there. I'm so grateful I was born in America. But that crap's now come here.
And then if you went into your own home, were startled by these people doing drugs with their guns, with a little child, and you went to defend yourself, you'd be in the wrong.
No, you're getting arrested. Yeah, you can't kick
them
out.
You'd be the one arrested and removed and told to go through the court system, and how dare you?
So
this is lawlessness at its finest.
Well, and a neighbor proved that. What you just said, a neighbor can back that up. A neighbor of this owner who shows up to an illegal Venezuelan family hijacking their house with guns and ketamine and children and magazines and ammo. A neighbor said the owner of the home had been trying to get them out for the longest period of time, quote, the longest period of time, but couldn't thanks to New York's squatting laws. The men, so, and this is the worst part about the situation. Not the fact that they were squatting, that they were running a drug cartel out of the home, that they had children in there, that they had guns that they can't even legally own, right? Because they're,
right,
exactly. They're not even citizens. The men who were there doing all this were charged with criminal possession of a weapon, criminal possession of controlled substance, and acting in the manner injurious to a child. All of the men who were just charged that I talked about, all of them, have already been released, okay, without bail. I'm sorry, all of the men except for two.
Two of them.
Were released without bail. So here's the big raid, right? Is this what it took to get these people out?
Yeah, we need a raid. We need to, like, put all those police officers at risk. I mean, this is just insane.
I was just going to ask, before I played this video here running in the background, at what point do we start taking this seriously? Like, and does it have to get this far every time for a search warrant to be justified, to finally go in and remove these assholes from your home? Is this how far it needs to get every single time?
Right. And this is just one of probably dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these instances in the city of New York. This is just one that's gone to an extreme where now they are concerned because they have illegal guns and magazines and controlled substances and a child being, Lord knows, subjected or having things done to them that are just, I can't even imagine, but this is what it takes.
And this is all in the basement of this property too. This is, you know, ugh, obviously they're underground, they're hiding now. They're clearly trying to,
they don't want anybody seeing them through the windows.
They don't want people seeing through the windows because, you know, you could probably, I mean, and also, what enemies do these people have? You know, are they in a gang? Are they trying to...
You don't have all those weapons and such because you're living some wholesome life.
No. Somebody's out for them. In your home, nevertheless. This is all going down in your home. I mean, can you freaking imagine it?
Can you imagine the condition the house is probably in? Ugh. It's probably destroyed.
Like you said, burn it to the freaking ground.
Burn it to the freaking ground.
So listen to this sad story, and I know you brought it to my attention. This is awful here. Again, in New York City, a couple wants to move into a $2 million dream home, so they plan on moving in. They just purchased
retirement.
It. Disabled son, right? A couple and their disabled son.
Yeah.
You know, looking forward to moving into their $2 million dream home in New York City.
Yeah.
And
retiring. This is the last destination. Dream home. Purchased it. Closed on it.
Nope. Squatters live there now, though. Sorry. Your dreams are shattered. You and your disabled son can't live here. This is just wild.
And all, and I think about this, and this happened all within the time frame of them looking at the house, purchasing the house, and then getting ready to move into the house. So we're talking, you know, New York State real estate is... Well, in terms of
3 months, what, 3 months close,
it's about
3
to
5
to 90 days.
Yeah.
60 to 90 days.
Right.
So this happened in a very short period of time.
Right. In a span of two.
It's not like the squatter was living there for 5 years or something. Like, we're talking like they went and looked at the home, loved the home, purchased the home, and now they can't move into the home.
Yeah. You know why? Because they're probably going around looking for these freaking for sale signs or clothes
that are vacant. Someone's moved out.
Yep.
They have
or just
days
sold
to be able to squat.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. They know.
Yep. And then by law, they're protected because they've already been there 30 days.
Yep.
So literally, like, even purchasing a home now, you need to be scared.
You need to know,
is someone going to be staying at the house every single day? Is it locked up sufficiently?
Right.
You know, are you noticing if somebody's coming to the house every day?
Right.
Because this poor couple had no clue. They go to move in with their disabled son and oops, you no longer have your $2 million dream home. Take it to the court system.
Let's play this video.
This shouldn't be a problem. And it becomes a nightmare. A total nightmare.
Buying a dream home turned into a nightmare. You heard him. For this family from Queens. The house came with something the new owners did not bargain for. a squatter. More than 4 months after purchasing that home, the family says they still can't go inside, and they've faced roadblock after roadblock trying to get the man who is staying there out. Investigative reporter Dan Crowell joins us now with more.
Sandra, the family says they've had no choice but to take the man living inside their home to court. And despite having hearing after hearing, they still haven't been able to move in.
It has just taken over everything, everything.
Susanna and Joseph Landa bought what they thought was their dream retirement home in Douglaston, Queens.
We're looking to hopefully retire and most of all provide for my son, Alex, who has Down syndrome. He has a disability.
The new house is right next door to family members.
I just want to know that I can die tomorrow when he's next to his brother.
They signed the deed back in October.
And then what happens?
The nightmare begins.
The house came with something unexpected. A man living in their home, who they say refuses to leave.
We couldn't believe it. We could not believe it.
His name's Brett Flores.
They cannot come here early when I'm not here.
They have keys. They're the owner.
This is what happened when the Landas tried to enter with an insurance inspector. They say Flores called the cops on them, even though they say they gave him 10-day notice.
He wasn't a renter.
Never.
You didn't sign documents that said, we have a tenant.
Correct.
Court documents detail, in Flores' own words, why he's there. A signed statement says he was hired by the former homeowner as his caretaker, was paid $3,000 a week, and his employment ended in January of last year when the man died. He claims he has a license to stay.
This is just insane. This is nuts that this shit is allowed in New York State. I mean, this.
Yeah, I don't care what license or whatever you have. I don't care. The deed.
That was a few.
You don't have the freaking deed to the house. You didn't purchase it. It's not in your name.
And regardless,
creep with this freaking mask on.
Again, the masks. But the mask.
The mask. It's always like, is every criminal have a freaking mask on? If you're not loony and scared of the germs, you have a mask because you're a criminal doing something you're not
every
supposed to.
Every single wacko.
Every video we show, they've got a freaking cheap blue paper mask on. These criminals walking around. Like, somehow we're not going to be able to identify you, you freaking creep.
So, and it doesn't matter what arrangement you had with the previous owner. The previous owner is dead, and the previous owner doesn't own the home anymore.
The estate sold the house to these people, and you're not a part of it.
And I seriously doubt this previous owner was hanging out in the house as tours were being given.
No.
You know what I mean?
They never would have bought it.
No.
They would have been like, who's this freaking man sitting here? Right.
But it's being allowed.
Just, my heart breaks, right? So like, here's this couple. They spend $2 million on a house, and now they're having to tie up tens of thousands, at least, of dollars in the court system, fighting with this idiot who doesn't even have a job. He hasn't even been the caretaker of anybody since last January. So who's paying the taxes for the house?
And to make
the homeowner's insurance, not him.
It's a $2 million house too. This isn't like some dingy fixer upper that's been like on abandoned land for, 80 years. And I get it, who knows what could have happened in that time frame, but this is a nice neighborhood, New York City, probably I would imagine just outside of the city. $2 million home, Queens. And these people go to move in and now they can't because some random freaking crazy whack job with a mask has showed up and claims that he has a previous arrangement with the owner who's died since. And New York's like, take it up with the courts. I mean, listen, the courts do nothing in New York. You got to take alternative measures now. I mean, I hate to say it, right? I mean, if the courts aren't going to do anything, I'll tell you right now, if that was my house. I mean, I'd have to hire somebody to deal with it if New York courts weren't going to. Let's just put it that way without getting kicked off Facebook during the show. But that's kind of what this certain group is doing. There are groups out there right now who are taking matters into their own hands. Because it can cost tens of thousands to remove a squatter from your house. We know the legal process is so horrific that some homeowners even abandon their houses.
Yeah, some people can't afford it. They can't afford the attorneys and to go through the court system and the time. And they have to move on. They have to use their money to actually find secure somewhere that they can live.
Mm-hmm. So now businesses like squatterhunters.com are actually helping homeowners kick out intruders. So I know you just shared this video with me. I haven't seen this yet, but what's going on here? I mean, how does this whole thing work?
Yeah, so concerned citizens basically have set up these, this group here is called the Squatter Hunters, and they'll literally go to your house and kick out the intruders, kick out the people that are squatting in your house through physical force, quite frankly. They throw your crap right out on the sidewalk. They take you and they manhandle you right out the door, and then they secure the property.
So they're literally going to kick the door in and, yeah, just rip you right out.
Or they wait, I watched the full video, or they wait until the person goes to the grocery store or wherever they're headed, and they go and they padlock the place and literally lock them right out.
Yeah.
Which is great.
So let's have a listen to this video because I want to see how this works. This is wild.
It's my house.
It is his house, but the man inside who won't pay rent keeps him from using it. Likewise, the owner of this house left town for 3 weeks only to return and find...
There were cars in the driveway and people inside.
When he confronted them, they said...
No, we're living here. We have a lease.
The squatters didn't have a lease, but today squatters often claim they do. Go to a house and take it over. Bizarrely, laws favor the squatter.
In New York State, you cannot legally lock a squatter out of your home or turn off utilities.
Is that the most insane thing you've ever heard? You cannot lock a squatter out of your home in New York State. What is wrong with this freaking state? What is wrong with the state? That is unbelievable.
The illegals. Mm-hmm.
So this says, in New York State, you cannot lock squatters out of your home. You cannot turn off utilities. You know how expensive utilities are in New York State right now? Today, I mean, there's only three of us in my house. And the bill's like $300, right?
Mm-hmm. I just got one for $450.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Five people in my house.
Can you imagine having to pay those bills for someone who's squatting, who's like literally stealing your house? In New York State, it's like, no, you don't turn the heat off on them. The fuck, I'm not gonna. I'm absolutely going. I mean, and here's what's crazy, Christina. People actually listen. I'd be like, sorry, New York State, I don't care what the law is. The power's getting cut off.
Yeah.
And that dude is getting dragged out by his hair.
My husband would be a lunatic.
Oh, I would.
A lunatic. He would go to jail before he'd ever let someone stay in their house illegally.
Absolutely.
He would say, get me a good lawyer. I'm going in.
Yep. But at least you and the kids can have the house back. I'm going to be in jail for the next few months. I'll take one for the team. You know what I mean? Like I would not just be like, oh, I've tried the court system and we got to go through hearings.
No.
Oh my God. How about I try dragging him out by his freaking hair? That's what I did. And you know what?
What I'd say is he showed up at my front door with his bags and thinks that somehow he's got a lease here. Mm-hmm. He was never in my house. As I throw his ass right out onto the curb.
The bill would be a lot. I'll tell you right now, the legal bill would be a lot cheaper than these ridiculous, corrupted court hearings that New York wants mm-hmm. you to go through just so you can keep paying for their BS political schemes.
Well, not to mention the destruction that's probably going to be done to your home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up with holes in your wall and
hundreds
of
thousands of
dollars.
Who knows
what on the carpeting and stuff that's destroyed. And yeah, get them out by all means.
So there's a group now called Squat Hunters who are saying, hey, listen, you got a squat in your house? Screw the court system. We'll go in. We'll go in and deal with it. Because New York favors squatters. This is so different than, I mean, in Florida, we just watched a clip of the it was a sheriff down in Florida saying, hey, listen, you got somebody in your house? Feel free to shoot them. We actually prefer that you do. You're going to save the taxpayers a lot of money. Right? So.
Exactly. And the police don't have to deal with them when they get there.
Right. The police don't have to deal with it. Taxpayers don't have to deal with it. And he literally mm-hmm. said that. The sheriff's like, you know, you got a squat in your house? Pew, pew. So in New York, nope, you cannot lock squatters out of your home. You cannot turn off the utilities. And it could take only 30 days 30 days for a squatter to gain legal rights as a tenant. How does that work exactly? I mean, because a squatter's not going to the town hall to, like, file paperwork to become a legal squatter. So what, how does that even make sense that it could take 30 days for a squatter to gain legal rights as a tenant? It's not like you're, like, signing paperwork.
It's really old law. Well, so from my understanding, yeah. Like, if, say, you know, because a lot of times there's family disagreements. A son may be living with the parents or a stepchild or whatever. Law has typically been, as long as I can remember my adult life, once someone is staying in your house for 30 days, they technically can claim that they are a resident or that they live there, and you have to go through a formal eviction process to remove them. So say, for example, you come and stay with me a week. You can't claim that you've been, you know, that you live in my house or you have a lease or we have an agreement, but it's that, like, 30-day threshold where it starts to become, okay, like, this person has clearly established a residency. So I think that's basically what the squatters are doing. They're just saying, I've been here 30 days, 31 mm-hmm. days. I now live in this house. You can't just kick me out. It doesn't matter that I'm paying you nothing or I was uninvited. So they're just taking advantage of existing laws that require people to evict people through the court system. So
nice.
30 days is not a very long time, especially when you think about a house that may sit vacant for 60 to 90 days while it's being, you know,
right.
closed on and such. Like, that poor couple purchased the home and then you go to move in 60 days later and you've got a weirdo living in your house.
So there's a group called Squatter Hunters in New York who's going to go in and help you kick these people out, because we know how insane of a legal process and timely process it can be.
Mm-hmm. And once a squatter is there for 30 days, they are classified as a tenant.
Is there anything a homeowner can do about it? Well, Flash Shelton came up with a clever idea.
This man is on a mission to take back his parents' house after he says squatters moved in.
I just felt like, you know, if they can take a house, I can take a house.
This was his mom's house. She left it briefly after his dad passed away. When squatters took over the house, Shelton did what I would have done.
I called law enforcement, and there was nothing they could do.
Why can't the cops evict somebody?
Because the crazy laws don't allow them to. Mm-hmm.
So Shelton came up with this bizarre solution.
I realized I could go in as the squatter myself, gain possession of the property.
Because the law so favors...
So you now have a squatter squatting a squatter. That is freaking genius. Why not? That makes total sense. So now it's like...
Except for you have to live with the weirdo, and either they're going to want to stay and live with you, or they're going to be like, this right. is freaking creepy. I'm moving out.
I mean, could you imagine breakfast the next morning? Like, what's up, bro?
You sure as heck aren't going to be able to be doing illegal things if you're now living with another squatter.
I mean, you're both acting illegally anyway. Does it matter if you're doing illegal things? It's just like...
I mean, you're not going to probably be blowing lines of cocaine sitting next to somebody or selling drugs if they're going to report you to the police.
Unless you're an illegal Venezuelan immigrant.
That would be the best news ever, because then you could have them arrested and removed if they're doing something highly illegal. Mm-hmm.
Well, which is what we saw in the last video. So this guy is now going to squat the squatter. This is brilliant.
Squatters. He became a squatter. When the home invaders left for a few hours, Shelton slipped into the house and changed the locks.
I had them locked out before they even knew that somebody wanted them out.
The squatter comes back, finds the door locked, screams, says, I have a right to be there, and you just don't let him in?
I don't let him in.
After that work, Shelton started SquatterHunters.com, a business that tries to help others get their houses back. In Los Angeles, he confronted the man who took over this house.
He answered an ad to rent a room. And before he was accepted to rent the room, he walked in with a backpack and he refused to leave. I decide to go do a squatter intervention and I show up with cameras and surprise him in the driveway. I understand you've been squatting at this residence?
No.
No?
No, I have a lease.
You have a lease?
Huh?
Okay.
But he soon admitted.
And you have a lease?
No, she didn't want to give me a lease.
This squatter is Adam Fleischman. He was rich once.
My good friend Adam Fleischman, Umami. How are you, Adam?
Here he is being interviewed about starting the Umami Burger restaurant chain. This was a successful guy who ran restaurants, started restaurants.
Yeah, I've seen video clips of him on TV. He was, you know, he was kind of a little famous on his own. So it made no.
So this is just, this is awesome. I mean, and it makes sense, doesn't it, that you could just go in and squat somebody's. I mean, yeah. I've squatted the squatter. It's like, well, no, I live here now, and you don't. And you know what's the crazy part about this is that law enforcement can't come kick me out either, right? Because right. I'm not the homeowner. If I was the homeowner, you can arrest me for removing a squatter. But now I'm a squatter, squatting a squatter. So now you, right? So now we both have rights. Isn't that mm-hmm. so fucked up?
I kind of want to be a squatter now.
I think it's a great, I think it's a genius business model because.
It's awesome. You're paying way less to mm-hmm. probably pay that guy to go be a squatter on your behalf.
Yeah.
Than you're going to ever pay. And you're not going to get totally screwed like you will with the court system running you in circles, giving these criminal losers the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And it's not just one guy doing it. There's like a whole group of people now who are here in California. All right. This is. The Squatter Squad, a group of Americans evicting squatters when Democrats refuse to enforce the law. So now there's this group going around. If Newsom won't help homeowners, citizens are going to step up and take matters into their own hands.
Are you on the lease? Yeah. You're on the lease? Show me you're on the lease. Show me you're on the lease. You know you're not on the lease.
I mean, there's a whole crew of them here. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 10, 12, 15. If you're not, if you're listening to this,
taking the doors right off the house.
If you're listening to this and not watching it, we're watching a video of American, good, hardworking American citizens stepping up to go kick the door in of a California home to get squatters out because Gavin Newsom refuses to enforce laws.
Right.
So they're like, screw it. Look at, they're all running through the house. They're breaking the door in and they're just ripping these people out.
Removing all their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
And I bet, and like you said, it probably costs a lot less to hire these people mm-hmm. than to go through the court system. And that's results
a lot quicker too, having them go and take the doors right off of the house. I wish this was I'm glad that Florida, that we can literally remove by force people out of our homes, but not a bad business model, I'll tell you, especially with what's happening in these blue states.
Who else did it? There was another state that recently just did that. Was it South Dakota? What other state recently just said?
Texas,
that was it. Texas. We spoke about that.
Within
Texas
24 hours of DeSantis came out and Abbott said the same thing. Like, we don't do squatters here.
Yeah.
And these states with a lot of pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment folks, I'd be scared to death as a squatter.
Yeah.
To go in somebody's home. This isn't like New York where people have to hum and haw and debate on if they're going to get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, like, people just don't put up with this stuff.
No. No. And this one guy made a comment on that video. He said, this is why you have cameras with web-enabled notifications and viewing. You contact... Okay, but here's the thing. Not everybody, you know, a lot of these homes, because you're probably thinking, well, why don't these people have homes? Why don't they have cameras on their homes? Well, a lot of people own homes who might live out of the country. Right? These homes may have been passed down. Parents die. Kids don't live in the country anymore, or kids have their own families 10 states away. And they just...
Or it's just in the middle of being turned over from somebody selling it to you purchasing it.
Right. Which, but to be honest, with all this insanity, I'd still have cameras until the second I handed the keys to the next owner, right? Until, like, the money was in my bank account. That home is going to have 24/7 surveillance, freaking armed guards if I have to. That would be cheaper than dealing with the democratic state court system. So, but I mean, it's a lot more common than we think. It's getting out of control in New York City, out of California, Democrat states. I really hope more states do follow Governor DeSantis' and Abbott's lead, and maybe the Democrat states will follow suit once it gets bad enough. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? Well,
we're going to take a break. We'll see you guys right after this commercial.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America. Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country, and you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts, you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore, and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So we spoke a lot about the insanity around the country as far as squatters are concerned. And, you know, I'm not surprised, kind of shifting gears here to politics a little bit. You know, I'm not surprised. We looked at polls yesterday, right? We've looked at polls over the last few days. Trump's clearly winning across almost every demographic now. Maybe except the LGBTQ plus demographic. This is why we spoke about it yesterday. This is probably why they came out with that freaking ridiculous and very sacrilegious, what was it, Trans Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday?
Easter.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we know why he did it. It wasn't because Joe Biden really cares. It's because he's trying to capture a demographic that...
Sure.
Because every other demographic is done with him. And, and you know, 2 years ago, if he said, well, he still has a black community, I might have believed you. But we know that's not the case now. Categorically, not the case. I mean, the black community is done with Joe Biden. And it's almost, I feel like almost every few shows, we have another awesome video to show people proving that the black community is done. Right?
Love it.
We play a lot. So here's another black man, or black men, I guess, explaining why they're voting for Donald Trump. And listen, before I play this video, I just want to let you all know who's watching this, listening to this, et cetera. We're not just kind of finding black conservatives to try to, you know, make it look like the black community's on board. That's not the case at all. It's Democrats now. It's even non-political based types of people. Who they're like, dude, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I don't even know what I am anymore. But I just know I'm not in favor of this shit. Right? They just know this has got to be done. And this guy explains it well. So why are black voters choosing Trump?
Black people are going to save America from Joe Biden.
You think so? Okay.
We got tricked. He's weakened at Bernie's, bro. You literally re-upped on the most racist practice in America, gun control, as the black people started buying more guns than ever. You said, we're going to send you to jail for 10 years. Fortunately, the Supreme Court was like, what? You are bugging. You speak to black people as if you literally own them. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. What type of fucking... It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the level of entitlement and audacity. Mind you, you're the same guy that crafted the criminal legislation, to send many of these black men to jail in the first place. Black people are going to have to save America from Joe Biden.
Oh, I love that. Black people. And yeah, that's so true. He's so true.
It is.
Black
it
people
is.
Are going to have
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Step up and vote for the right person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a vicious cycle, right? If they haven't figured it out yet, there is nothing that the Democratic Party has done, including when Obama was in office, for the black community. If anything, like he said, you know, they're being targeted even more, or attempting to be targeted even more with some of these bizarre and crazy laws. And like you said, the more that they try to gain freedom, even if it's as simple as purchasing a firearm, right? It's like, no, that's not what you're going to be doing. And it's just, it's so oppressive. We heard artists like Kanye West years ago crying from the rooftops. These are the people that have enslaved us, that have wanted us to be tied to the system.
Yeah.
And I want to think that they're finally seeing that.
Right.
These people are not for you.
No, and they haven't. Obama, I regardless of what Obama's intentions were, he really had a good opportunity there. I mean, he did. He had a good opportunity to really make change. And he freaking botched that shit up. Faster
Chicago
than
Chicago went down the toilet.
Ugh. And continues to go down
as a
the
president
toilet.
And now is like literally a case study for like what cities shouldn't do. Yeah, I mean, if I were black, I would really be reconsidering my vote too. Well, a lot of promises not kept.
They just haven't done anything. So I'm not surprised. I mean, BLM was, they really screwed them on that one. They really did. Mm-hmm. Politicians screwed BLM. BLM screwed the black community. It was just a vicious downward spiral of everyone screwing everybody. Everyone got greedy. Mm-hmm. And we know, I mean, Patrice Cullors, remember, was it like $90 million that she...
Yeah, they just got rich off of it.
Just scammed donors off of, or something. Right. It was something ridiculous, like out of the $90 million, $60 million was never accounted for.
Never was infused back into the black communities.
No.
No, people got rich.
And then
I'm sure numerous politicians got rich off of it. Make no mistake.
My opinion.
Well, here's the worst part. When authorities got involved with that and started asking questions, it then got brought up to Congress. I remember a handful of states all joined together, including California. And now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably all rehearsed and scripted and bullshit to begin with, because I'm kind of thinking back to this. It was all Democrat states that went after BLM. And I'm thinking, wait a second.
They don't want to get caught with the money.
Right.
They don't want to get caught that they were involved in this whole Ponzi scheme of garbage money exchanging hands. They got to pretend like they weren't a part of it.
Or they were pretending like they were actually going to do something about it. $60 million.
Missing.
California's like, where's our $60 million? And I was like, oh, good. Wow. This is crazy. California's actually going after BLM. This is awesome. 2 weeks later, crickets. Nothing. They never found out. Did you ever see Patrice Cullors in one hearing? Has she ever been dragged into Congress?
No.
Like, you know, they hold these like freaking ridiculous congressional hearings all the time, right?
Yep.
They pulled Zuckerberg in. They've pulled all the former Twitter execs in. I mean, everybody's
they have to
been...
make it look like they're doing something. Mm-hmm.
But they've never done that with BLM. They didn't even try to make it look like they did something with BLM.
Listen, we saw in the city of Rochester, I was still living up there during summer of 2020. The Democratic mayor and congressman, they were all sitting Indian style on the streets down in the city with these people that were throwing fireworks and other horrible objects at the police.
Yeah.
They were all in on it, Matt. Every one of them. They knew exactly what they were doing.
So here's a video of black men explaining why they're voting for Donald Trump.
Ask the question, how are there still people out there that still genuinely believe that the person who is running this country is doing a great job and that they still want him to continue to run the country? And I'm not referring to the people who know that this person is corrupted, but they still want him in because they have underlining agendas. I'm talking about the people who still genuinely believe that this person is a good person to run this country. Like, are you tired of going to the grocery store and having to spend $160 just on 8 items of food? Mm-hmm. Are you tired of going to the gas station and having to put $60 of gas just to fill up your car? Are you tired of seeing the chaos that is happening around the entire world because of the choices that have been made from this person in office? How can you continue to be so deceived despite living in your current reality? You have to.
So this is it's a great video. It's a segment of a podcast. I'd love to follow this guy who actually did it. I'll have to find out who this gentleman was. But there's stories like it all over the country right now throughout the black community. And listen, you didn't hear him bash Biden. You didn't hear him praise Trump. This isn't blacks for Trump or blacks against Biden. This is just we're sick of the BS.
Right.
Just like you, doesn't matter. They didn't talk about his party. He didn't talk about any of that. He kept it very bipartisan. He's just like, listen, we've been waiting for someone to come along and actually help the demographic. And we just get duped every single time.
And things are getting worse.
Things are getting worse.
You can't even afford your basic groceries or gas or...
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about the parties at this point. Who, Democrat or Republican, who's going to step forward and clean up this country?
And Trump did. Trump, I mean, listen, he did a lot of right for the black community. I mean, he really did. And it's got buried. It's just gotten and it's by design. And I watched it, which is crazy. I wish I had this clip. I'll try to have it prepared for tomorrow. Maybe I watched a clip of all the media organizations, they run a hit piece on Trump like clockwork every 2 weeks. It's all by design. It's all coordinated. They've been doing it before the first election back in 2016. And they've been doing it ever since. This whole media ring here every 2 weeks, and you can see evidence of it. It's all archived. Every 2 weeks, they're running a hit piece and they're burying all the good that he did. And not only are they burying the good that he did, but they're running these hit pieces. So those hit pieces stay at the top of the Google search rankings and push down everything else. And of course, Google's algorithm is going to favor it because we all know where Google stands. We know where Facebook stands, which again is why Twitter in the country or the country was in an uproar over Elon Musk buying Twitter, because they knew their bullshit party was going to finally come to an end, at least on that platform. So what do all the, what do they all do? They sabotage Twitter, right? Because God forbid their little 2 week hit piece cycle won't be able to survive anymore on Twitter. Which kind of brings me to this point that we spoke about before the show. Trump's proven that he doesn't care about what the deep state is manufacturing. Yeah, but every ex-president, if you think about it, and this one Twitter profile called it out, every ex-president supports Joe Biden because the deep state has bribery material on them and they're too comfortable in their lifestyles to risk exposing themselves. Trump has proven that he doesn't care about what the deep state is manufacturing. So, you know, the meme, you know, the meme says, ask yourself, why is it that every ex-president supports Joe Biden and not one of them supports President Trump and the media as well? Why? Why
he's not part of the establishment. He doesn't need their money. He's a self-made billionaire. He doesn't have to bend over for any of these people.
Right.
And at one point, he wasn't a politician. He was just a businessman living the American dream.
At what point he was even
a
Democrat.
He was tired of people seeing people get screwed.
Right.
He has nothing to gain making closed-door deals with any of these people.
Even Bush. Man, Bush disappointed me because I actually liked Bush. I like both Bushes. Until I realized what was going on.
The more, though, that you look into the Bush family, right, there's some really weird stuff going on.
Right. Which I started doing
Trump,
when everybody...
Trump doesn't want any of their money.
Right.
He doesn't want their support or their money.
Yeah.
No.
Not
which in... I can appreciate.
And not needing your money means I'm not going to owe you any favors. Again, there's exactly. this little ring of, call it what you want, business, mm-hmm. corruption. But there's this little ring that these people need you to be a part of in order for them to continue to thrive, or they fail, right? If you're not in our circle and you're not scratching our back, or if we're not scratching your back so then you can scratch our back, then we're going to fail. Whether it's the entire establishment, whether it's the corruption, the politics, it's going to fail.
Right.
And they're just desperate to not let that happen.
Which is why I like Trump. I really do. Because of the fact that he is standing apart from these people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting so much hate. There's a reason why. They're desperately trying to make sure that he doesn't make it to the election. Or doesn't get the votes if he does. To me, the harder that people push back against something, the more interested I am in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
because
just
clearly it. Clearly something's up, right?
That's just it.
So, so not to interrupt you, but looking at the comments here, we have one of our followers says, Trump's policies are put in place so that all people, no matter their color, can get ahead in the United States as they go through life, period. And the Democrats don't offer that. Instead, they make illegals the priority. That's obvious. And the thing is, it's our money, not the Democratic politicians' money, the citizens' money.
It's a great comment.
And then we have another comment that just popped up here, and it said, ex-presidents don't want Trump in there because he'll find out all of their illegal activities they're guilty of.
Absolutely.
I think there's some truth to that.
A lot of truth.
There's a lot to the story that Trump knows that we don't know quite yet.
There's
a
lot of
truth.
And I
hope as citizens, we do get to find that out one day, because we did pay all these people salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And some.
Yeah. Gotta vote, right? Gotta get out there and vote, and
do your research
and just keep spreading that message, because there's just, as we just saw, there's just so many lies circulating,
right.
And it's coordinated. It's not by design. It's all coordinated to trick you, to fool you. Well, the black community's not being fooled anymore. And Democrats, they've dropped them like a freaking sack of potatoes, and it's sad. And I hope they go back and kind of digest what happened and take a look at some of Trump's record for the black community. And I hope they say, you know what? Right. Screw the media. Screw them. Because we now know what's really happened. That's all the time we have today. Thank you guys for joining in. We're here every single day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. right here on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and